All right, go Ryan.
Hey, Rob, first alternate for Pro Bowl, which usually needs to get in. How deserving is he?
Yeah, unbelievable. I mean, I think way more deserving than to be the first alternate, for sure. I think he belongs in that list of guys. You know, but credit to him. It's a special honor and privilege. Happy for him and excited for him, and definitely well-deserved.
Like, how much this offense has improved this year? Does it surprise you you've only scored twice in the first quarter of games?
Yeah. You know, it does. You know, we talk about starting fast and wanting to be a team that gets points on the board early. And you know, it's been something we've struggled with. So it's definitely an area area where we got to, you know, pick things up a little bit and be able to put points on the board, you know, not only in the first quarter, but in the first half.
Can you identify why that might be happening, why you guys might be having trouble against them?
You know, really just a lack of execution. I mean, the play calls don't change, the players don't change, the defense doesn't change. I mean, sometimes, you know, it's like in golf, I guess you hit a good shot, sometimes you hit a bad shot, sometimes. I think it's kind of similar. You know, sometimes you win on a play, sometimes you don't win on a play. They're professionals on the other side, too. But you got to try and win more than you lose in order to be successful.
To that point, you've had a lot of success in the two-minute offense. Is there any thought to, you know, maybe mix that in a little bit earlier in games to kind of jumpstart the offense?
Right. You know, we do some no-huddle stuff every now and then on third downs, but not necessarily, you know, mixing it in the offense. You know, it's something we're comfortable with. It's something we've been pretty productive and efficient at, you know, being the two-minute drill. So it's something we know that, you know, when we get in those situations where we need points in a hurry, we have the ability to score.
Been watching the interception with Greg and Nate. Anything from that?
Yeah, you know, just you know, another, I guess, learning opportunity. I mean, I don't think such thing as a moral victory, but you know, I think there is things you can take away from games and mistakes and get better from, and that's one of those things. You know, guy made a good play, you know, was late to begin with and should have came off of him anyway and thrown it to Hearns.
You have that thing set up again. Do you look, see Allen one-on-one?
Yeah. You know, it's pretty funny because we ran that play actually Saturday, I think, in our 7-on-7 and threw it to Mercedes for a touchdown. You know, so it's one of those things. Anytime Allen's one-on-one, that's a big alert in our offense and something we want to take advantage of. So, I mean, it was kind of pick one side or the other, and you're never wrong. You know, I think one thing that's cool about this offense, you pick a side, and you're never wrong with the side you pick as long as you go through your reads and progressions. So that was one of those where that didn't happen.
New Orleans has given up 39 touchdowns, one shy of the all-time record. Have they changed at all in the last four games from what you've seen with the new coordinator?
You know, a little bit. I think they're still going to, for the most part, do or be who they are and what they've done for most of the season. Dennis Allen, you know, will put a little bit of what he does in there, but, you know, it's not going to be a complete makeover. You know, so I think for the most part, you know, who they are throughout the season is, you know, as a base, what they're going to be.
Arm is kind of dead or at least sore. How is it this year? I mean, how did that stuff that you worked on with that pregame routine?
Yeah, it feels really good. You know, feel really healthy, 100%. Nothing, you know, no aches or pains or nothing. Very fortunate. But, you know, I think we've done a really good job as far as, you know, Milo and the strength staff have done a good job of monitoring throws. And, you know, they got a bunch of scientific stuff and velocity and all that stuff. So they do a good job of keeping track of everything and numbers and stuff like that.
You were pretty steady.
The thing you do pregame, you know, with the warm-up routine, is that before every practice too, you do all that stuff?
Yeah. Just kind of the routine that I picked up out in California to help, you know, my arm, you know, get ready and warmed up to throw for whatever. Just different things to kind of activate and get the shoulder and the blood flowing and kind of warming up to throw rather than throwing to warm up.
You were pretty steady when the red zone wasn't going well, and now it is. Same approach to third down?
Yeah. You know, it's kind of funny. You fix one and then the other one kind of goes backwards. But, you know, I think we'll have to, you know, switch views. And I think when we put a lot of emphasis on the red zone and becoming a better red zone scoring team, I think obviously it showed up and we were able to do that and change it. So I think we'll have to do that with third down.
I don't know whether it's fair or not, but when you see one side of the ball that's struggling a bit, does the other side think, we got to convert on third down with Drew Brees, we've got to be a defense to help our offense or to help our defense?
Right. Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's another guy that's been playing at a high level for a really long time and is a, you know, a really good quarterback. And playing against him, you know you're going to have to stay on the field on third down, similar to last week with Matt Ryan, you know, kind of the same situation. So we know we got to help those guys out and stay on the field and put drives together and points up.
As you've got more time on task and knowledge has improved your game, what does it say about a guy like Drew Brees, who isn't the biggest, the strongest, fastest? Yeah. What do you know about gaining the info and getting better that way?
Yeah, you know, I think I saw a stat the other day. He's only a quarterback for 10 years with over 4,000 yards, which is unbelievably impressive. You know, I think he's done it after having a big injury at the beginning of his career and kind of reviving it and becoming an elite quarterback. And I think it kind of shows how much preparation means, you know, to have a guy that is 6 foot and a smaller dude. One thing that everybody says about him is how prepared he is. And I've had a chance to spend some time with him and, you know, kind of, see his work habits and how he goes about doing things. And it's very impressive.
Do you allow yourself to, in a game like this coming up, or say the Patriots back then, when you know a team scores a bunch, I mean, they're often in shootouts.
Right.
Do you almost kind of think, all right, this might be one of those games?
Yeah.
Is that never
empty? I know that I think as a quarterback, I want to score 50 every game, and I think our offense thinks that as well, and obviously our defense wants to pitch a shutout every game, but both those are, you know, kind of unlikely in the NFL, and that's why it is the ultimate team game, and we kind of have to feed off of each other. You know, it's not you got to score 50 to win. It's you got to score one more point than the other team, and that's the objective week in and week out.
Drew and Greg go way back. How much did he help you when Greg got hired, saying here's what to expect from Ollie?
Yeah, it was good. I spent some time with him out in California. I was able to throw and work out and talked more about Ollie as a guy and a person and somebody that was an unbelievable coach and teacher and a sounding board to bounce things off of, and a guy that, you know, is there for you not only as a coach on the field but as a person and helping you grow as a man off the field. And Drew spoke very highly of Greg and the time they had spent together at Purdue and everything.
You've hit Julius a couple of times in the last couple of games in stride, moving up the field where he can do some things. Is that just another layer that you're getting comfortable with, is figuring out where to put him?
Yeah, definitely. You know, he's continuing to grow and get better. You know, he's obviously an unbelievable talent, an unbelievable player, and he's continuing to, you know, find ways to get open and different things. And, we're continuing to talk and discuss different ideas and different ways of, you know, finding ways for him to get open.
The key mistakes, how much do they pain you to during the game and then maybe even afterwards to look back at? And how much better are you at dealing with those?
I think it's hard. You know, during the game, you got to find a way to let it go and not affect the next play, right? So you got to kind of – you treat it the same as, you know, a big touchdown pass. You know, you're excited for a minute, and then you forget about it and move on. The same thing. You know, you make a mistake, you throw an interception, you're ticked off for a second, and you got to find a way to forget it. But it's always hard to watch that stuff on film and know what you should have done with the ball and where you should have gone and, you know, how it could have definitely differently affected the game.
You beat yourself up a lot?
I think – you got to try not to, right? Try not to be down on yourself. Somebody told me one time, if you talk to somebody else the way you talk to yourself, would they be friends with you? So try and think of, you know, your relationship with yourself, I guess, like that. Obviously, everybody's a little bit tougher on themselves than they are other people, and I think that's normal and natural. But being able to have, you know, kind of short-term memory and forget it and learn from it, I think, is the biggest thing, to not be so upset and mad about it that you don't take anything from it.